Okay, today's daf is Trumas Daf Dalet, the fourth daf here in Maseches Trumos in the new world that we find ourselves in the parak of Chamisha Lo Yitromu, right, as the start, parak Mishnayah started off, Chamisha Lo Yitromu. Keep in mind that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right, who made a siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula every year, on Erev Pesach, what was included in Kol HaTorah Kula? Obviously Tanakh and Mishnah and Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, but included in that is Tosefta. Tosefta is also included in that, to go through the Toseftas, to see the differences. So we've done a lot of Toseftas. The Yerushalmi quotes many Toseftas, as we're in the middle of one right now. But the Tosefta on Trumas, you know, starts off, it's printed in the back. So then Trumas starts off with what the Mishnah said yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chere Shataram. And then we're going to get into a machlokas about a Katan, and all of this is from the Tosefta that is on Trumas. So Baruch Hashem, we're having a mixas, but again, it's good to study the Tosefta. It's all about to do Tosefta Yomi one day. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so we're in the middle of Gimel Amud Beis. Actually, we finished the Amud. I wanted to just mention one point. The Gemara was machalik, interestingly, between Hafrashas Truma being a higher standard, what's needed, than for Shmiras Tumah V'Tahara. Well, usually, you look at the Mishnayos and Maseches Chagiga, Tumah V'Tahara and Kadshim is always, you know, a higher level of kavana, of tevila, for whatever the needs are. But in yesterday's daf, the issue was just, can it be guarded from becoming tamei or tahor, right? And that's what a katan can do. But can he designate truma? So that we say, he cannot do that, requires a higher standard. There is an idea of guarding truma also. I think we might have glanced upon this, not really in the Hagdama, the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai. There's a mitzvah to guard Truma. There's a Ramban, I think at the beginning of Chulin, on Daf Beis or so, where the Ramban says, the mitzvah of guarding Truma, of Shmira, Shmira means you don't even let it get into the state of Suffolk. That's what Shmira means. You don't even let it to get to the state of Suffolk. I forgot if the Ramban says that by Shmiras Kutchum or Shmiras Truma. But there is a special pasuk of Shmiras Truma. The Avnim Iluim, the Ksos writes, we mentioned this before, that even though the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isra Lachadchila, which we will get to, the source for that is in Maseches Trumos, right, later on, they not let him be Mevatlin Isra Lachadchila, even though we assume that's Durabanan, that's an Isra Durabanan, to be Mevatlin, if Bittel happens, then you rely on it. Pesachei Tshuva says, in Yeridea, you have to rely on it. If you don't believe in Bittel, you might be an Apikaris, because that shows you don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, but a Bittel. But you're not allowed to cause Bittel in the first place. Lechadchila, to cause Bittel, that's Pashto's the Nisa Durabanan. But the Ksos, in his Avnim Iluim Tshuvas, says that when it comes to Truma, that could be in Nisa Daraisa, because that's part of that's a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai, of guarding the Truma. So if I'm a Vatel Truma, the Vatal Truma in Chulin, so then that could be a problem. Okay, so that's just one hara on yesterday. So now we get into today on top of Vahashota, right? Vahashota. So we have all the five people. First mission, Truma's five people can't be Torim. First one on the list was Cherish. That was what we spoke about for a couple of daf. Deaf, and what about if they could have a Gadol Omer Al-Gabav? What about to instruct them? What if they used to be able to hear and speak and now not? That was the Shita of Shuvim Gamliel. But number two in the Mishnah is Hashota. And then Katan, we'll get to all them, Be'ez Hashem, today. So Hashota, Simani Shota. So the following Gemara also, the Tosefta, also appears in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga. What are the simanim of a shote, of someone who is mentally not stable? Hayotze Balayla. Somebody goes out at night. What do you mean goes out at night? So first of all, remember in the days of old, nighttime was pitch black, right? There was no artificial electrical lights. So if you go out at night, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And therefore, we assume it's very... No, nobody went out at night. Remember, the Gemara says, you should always go in Bechitov and out Bechitov. It always means by day, right? Going out at night is dangerous. And people don't do it. V'halon b'beis hakfar, somebody who sleeps in a cemetery. Sleeping in a cemetery is not considered normal behavior, and therefore that makes somebody a shote. Veha mikareis ksuso, somebody who tears his clothing, as we'll get to, for all no good reason. Veha ma'abein mashinosin lo, somebody who loses what they're given. Ma'abein mashinosin lo. All of these, obviously, only if they're done in a way that reflects shtus. If you look in the Chazon Yechezkel, Yechezkel Abramsky, what he's famous for in terms of the Lamdus and Torah is his commentary on the Tosefta. We just started talking about the Tosefta. So often a sefer is not learned so much until you have an amazing commentary on it. So I don't think the Shi'ultos was too popular before the Netziv wrote his amazing commentary on the Shi'ultos. There were those that learned the Shi'ultos, but the Netziv put the Shi'ultos on the map. Now everybody knows the Hemek She'ela, the Shi'ultos. So the Tosefta also is that much much more delicious to learn, because the Chazon Yecheskel quotes all the Brisket Torah in his commentary on the Tosefta. So on this Mishnah, on this Tosefta, some people call the Tosefta is halachis, some call it Mishnayis, I don't know, Brises, but he says here in his Biurim on this Tosefta, V'kav v'kach derech shtus, right? Klomar mibali shum tzorech, right? All of these, sleeping in a cemetery, or right, if you sleep in a cemetery because you think there's a good reason for it, because you learned that Masech, that story in Maseches Brachos about the people who slept in the cemetery and they heard the Ruchos giving them a financial advice for the year, okay, so that, then you might be a fool, but you're not going to be a shota. Or, whatever it might be. Or you go out at night. But if you do all of these without any reason, but if you have a good reason, then it's not a shota. So all of these are simanim of a shota. Amar Rav Huna, v'hushiyei kulham bo. If all of them, you do all of them, That's what makes a person into a shota. You have to do all of them. Why all of them? So if you look in the parallel sugya in the Bavli Chagiga, where this is quoted, the Gemara there has a comparison that's not found here in the Yerushalmi. The Gemara there says, why do you do all of them? The Gimel Mabei is going over to Dalam Aleph. Kivan Avdin Lekulu, if you do all of them, meaning you go out at night, you sleep in a cemetery, and you rip your clothing, right? If you do all of them, we're not focusing on the last one now, Havi Lehu Kemisha Nogach Shor Chamor V'Gamal. It's like you do three. It's like an ox that gores three different animals. Now he's a muad, and he's a muad for all animals. So too here, he does three different acts of shtus. So he's a shota. He's a shota. So it's like a shor hamuad. That's the comparison in the Bavli. The Sfas Emes there in the Chagiga, the Sfas Emes plays a crucial role, especially on the Moadim and Kutchim Mesechtas. The Sfas Emes there says it's not an exact parallel between doing these three acts of Shtus and doing the others. So let's say if you're a Shar and you gored a cow, you gored a camel three times. Okay, then you're Muad L'Gemala. It doesn't mean that you're Muad for anything else. It's only if you do all three different animals. The Gemara there has a suffix. What if you gored a camel three times and a zebra once? So are you a Muad for a zebra too? That's a suffix. That's not clear. But what if you did sleeping in the cemetery three times and you only tore your clothing once? So you're only a Shote Lazeh, Velo Lazeh? No, once you're a Shote, you're a Shote. So it's not an exact parallel, the Sfas Emes notes there in Chagiga. The Emes nearly delav dafka to hacha vaday afilu is chazik lechad minayu. Even if you're mischazik three times, one of these become makom ba'avad inach pama chasagi. The bish l'mahazam tzorach lios muchzak ligach kol haminim. There you have to become a mua to gore all of them. Aval hacha atu inach shotashi is chazik dafka laso shtusim elu. Right, only these. So therefore, says the Sfas Emes, it's not an exact. Parallel. Good. We'll read the Rambam soon. Let's just finish the Lashon. So let's continue Rav Huna. It's only if you do all of them. Delokain, because if you don't do all of them, if you only do one of them, maybe you could explain away a good reason why people are doing them. Aniomer, Hayotze Balaila, if somebody's going out at night, Kinitrokus. Maybe he's just Kinitrokus, learning some Aramaic terms tonight. What's Kinitrokus? The Mara Folda has two pshatim. Maybe he's just sad and he wants to be alone. Choli ha'ochez mitocha da'aga. He's depressed. He wants to be alone. Or inami sheneschamim gufo v'yotzi l'karer. He's boiling hot. He wants to go outside to get cooled off. So there's a good reason maybe why he's going outside if he only does that. Halon v'esakvar is if somebody sleeps in a cemetery, maktir l'shedim. Right, maktir l'shedim. Maybe he's just going to be maktir something to the demons. Not that that's mutter, right? Not that that's mutter, but maybe that's what he is. Maybe that's what he is doing. So again, you can't fault him and call him a shota based on that. Relating to shedim, I'd like to quote the comment of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, give me Yeridea Kuf Ayin Tes. Do I have it here? No, I have it as well. So the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky discusses shedim. in his commentary here, and he discusses the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam. Vilna Gaon and the Rambam. Remember that? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayah says, "Ush, shadim, they're not real. They're all fake. There's no such thing. It's sleight of hand." Right? The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayah and Avodah Zarah, "Ein l'shadim shum achiza b'mitzias v'kulam sheker heim." It's all sheker. And what can you do? And the Vilna Gaon there in his comments that he bops the Rambam. Says the Gra on this right. What's the context of the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says, "Are you allowed to be lochesh al hamaka on Shabbos? Mishenashko akra mutar lochesh al afilu b'Shabbos. If somebody gets bitten by a scorpion, they could say some type of incantation even on Shabbos. What do you mean even on Shabbos? What would be the potential problem? You're not allowed to be marbe b'sicha b'teila on Shabbos. That should be our worst problem. But marbe b'sicha b'teila. But then there's Shulchan Aruch adds, v'afal pi she'ena davar mo'al klum. Even though it's not going to help. It's not going to help. Ho'alu m'sukanu. You're allowed to do it because the patient thinks it's going to help. No tir fadas. So it's fine. So the Gra says this line is from the Rambam. Afal pi she'en mo'al klum. Rambam b'kakos b'resha mishnah. Aval, this is the Gra talking now, very unusual. The Gra usually has small comments in the Bir HaGra. Like he'll quote you a Gemara, and then he'll quote Vachulu, right? And they have to figure out what he means. But here he has five lines. Aval kol ha-boim acharav cholko alav. Everybody asked the Rambam argued. Shari har be'lachashim nemru Gemara. He's talking about incantations here first. There are many incantations in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole list. If this happens and that happens, and if you're going to get, if you feel a demon coming at you, Vihu nimshach achar hafilosofia. The Rambam was pulled after his philosophical bent. Lachain kasav shakshafim v'shemos l'chashim v'shedim v'kimios. That's why he says amulets and demons, everything hakolu sheker. It's all false. Aval kvar hiku oso al kad kado. But they bopped the Rambam over the head, literally. Shari matzino harbi masias v'gemara. Look in Shas. Look in Shas. How many stories there are? Remember the seven-headed demon in Maseches Kedushin. Al pishemus ukshafim, amr ihi milsa, right, vasarta la arba, he said something and the boat stopped, she said something and the boat went, right, so perikdal misas, ubi Yerushalmi quotes all of these, he quotes the Avisha ben Sruya, remember he said the Shem Hashem and David was flying in the air and then he came down, right, the story with Yishbi Benov, all these stories. So the Gra says, vahalis philosophia hitato berov lekha, right, the nature of philosophy misled the Rambam, says the Gra. Lafari shakamara kol b'derech l'alitzi. That everything is a mashal. Everything is not meant to be literal. V'la akaro sami pshatan, to be ochre them from their pshat. Chas v'shalom, says the Gra. Eini ma'amin bahem v'lo mehem u'mehamonam. Ela kol dvarim him kipashtan. There is pshat, but there's pnimius to the pshat. So we want to call it pshat. Aral yesh bahem pnimius. Lo pnimius shabali philosophim. Shem chitonius. Ela shabali ha'emes. Those are the charif words of the Vilna Gaon. So Rabbi Yaakov suggests, maybe, the Rambam agrees that in the earlier generations, when there were more kochos of Tara flying around, so then there could be kochos of Tumah, because Hashem always levels the playing field. When there were baskols, so then there were Shaitan. And when there was kochos of Eliyahu HaNavi flying through the air to save you from the other side of the world, so then there could also be Lechashim and these other things. But maybe nowadays, everything's gone. Right, that means zelu umazeh asa elokim, and therefore that helps defend the Rambam a little bit. But in our Gemara, so back to our Gemara, so Rav Huna says if you only do one of them, he's not a shotet because maybe he went to be mocked or something to the shadim. Again, even though it might be usser, but he's not a shotet. Hamakares ksusa, and what about tearing his clothing? Kolikus, maybe he's just daydreaming. He's absent-minded, and he's just like sometimes. Always thought somebody once, sometimes there's plastics over the table, right? Unless you're very fancy, you don't use plastics. But, you know, most of us use plastics on the tablecloth, so if you spill. So sometimes the kids are playing around with the tablecloth and they're just like ripping them. And without thinking, they're not trying to think. So he says, stop it, Shabbos. It's true you shouldn't do it. It might be misasik, that they have to prevent misasik, that's a shaila, but that's absent-mindedness. So if you do that, that doesn't make you a shota. Hamakaris ksuso, kolikus. Or hamabed is mashenosimlo kudaikus. That also could be just like you don't realize what you have. You're just acting, right? The Marafolda says chola shel machshava. Right? You don't know. You're a chola shel machshava. One Musar Haskel. What's one of the things we're talking about? What makes you a shota? If you just ma'abein mashenosimlo, right? You destroy what you have. The greatest gift that we're given is our time. Ma'abed mashenostim lo makes us into a shota. Right? If we lose and we don't take advantage of what we have, so then that makes us into a shota. We should all try not to be shotas and use the gift that we have been given, and eino ma'abed mashenostim lo. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilo achas mehen. Rabbi Yochanan seems to argue on Rav Huna. Even only one of them. If you only do one of them, that already makes you into a shota. You have to do it habitually. Right? Not just once. Do it habitually. We'll see that lashon. Amar Rabbi Bun mistavra. So Rabbi Bun says, one second. I think Rabbi Yochanan, when he says only one of them, he doesn't mean any of the four. Mistavra, mada amar Rabbi Yochanan afilo achas mehen, bilvad b'ma'abin mashenosimol. Just the last one. Rabbi Bun says, Rabbi Yochanan meant, just the last one is the one that makes you into a shota. Afilu shotem shevashotim, ein ma'abein mashenosim lo. Because even the biggest fool, if you're given something, you keep it. And therefore, what Rabbi Yochanan meant was only the last one. Period. If you look in the Bavli in Chagiga, Rabbi Yochanan clearly says any of them. Any one of them. And Rav Huna in the Bavli is how Rabbi Yochanan is portrayed here in the Yerushalmi. Rav Huna is the one that says, if you do just one of them, the last one. So we paskin like the Rabbi Yochanan, any one of them. Any one of them is the psak. And it's really any behavior. These are really just examples. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus, discusses tes, perek tes lachates, shote pasal eidus ben haTorah. Shote is pasal eidus, lefi she'eino ben mitzvahs. He's not a ben mitzvahs. V'lo shote shuk mahalich arum. You don't have to be a total shota, like somebody who runs around the street naked, breaking things and throwing rocks at people. Right? That's not even that extreme. Ella, call me shenitrifa daito, v'nimsas daito mishubeshes tamid. Tamid. Habitually. If a person, the Rambam doesn't even have to need to quote those examples. If anybody is, you look at them and they're not behaving like a healthy person. Afilu b'davar min advarim, af api shehu medaber v'shoel ke'inyin b'shar advarim. Even if they could carry on a normal conversation, harei ze pasul u'bichlal hashotim yechashef. That's the Rambam in Tes in Eidus. Ma next, Kurdikus. That wasn't on the list yet. Kurdikus ein boachas mikol elu. Right, Kurdikus is not any of the four that we just mentioned. Mao Kurdikus, what's Kurdikus? So those who have learned Maseches Gittin, remember the parak, Misha Achzu Kurdikus. Right, if somebody gets a seizure, right, and then you have the two dafim there of the medicine. So Amar Reb Yosi Hamim, Kurdikus is Hamim. What's Hamim? From the word Pnei Yeshua says Mihumam Umivulbal, confused. Also of the Kumi Reb Yosi, there was a story in front of Reb Yosi. Bechat Tarsi, there was a weaver. Tarsi, the Marafolda says a gardi, a weaver. Tavi Yavun Le Simok Goachum. We're gonna go with the Rabchan Gedeyevsi's Pshat. We're talking about threads here, because we're talking about a weaver, so there should be threads. So when he was given red, what's Simok? Red. Right? My chazis did Damach Didach Sumak Tvei. Sumak is red in Aramaic. So he was given a bunch of black threads, but one red thread also. Simok Goachum. A red thread in black threads. Vuhulai, and he just kept working. Just kept working as if nothing was different. Achim gosumik. Are you given black and threat in red? Vulai, and he kept going. Other mafarshim say he's talking about meat or other things. But here he's talking about a weaver. So Amar Dui Kurdikus Shem Chachamim. This is our Kurdikus. A weaver. He should know. This is his job to sew normally. He's sewing in such an unusual way. So I guess they didn't know about or believe in color blindness at the time. But this was a simon, I guess, in the days of old, of Kurdikus. Period. Pa'amim shote pa'amim chalom. What about if somebody goes back and forth in intervals? Stable mind versus unstable mind. We skip the next five words. Bishashu shote. This is now a continuation of the Tosefta. So we're back to the Tosefta from what we had at the top. Bishashu shote harayuka shote l'chodvarav. At a time when he is not mentally stable, then he's considered a shote. U'bishashu chalom harayuka pikech l'chodvarav. And when he's stable, he's like a pikech. So he could go back and forth depending on his state of being. Also, uvda kume Shmuel. There was a story, the case that came in front of Shmuel, right? A case of somebody who had Kurdikus. And what was the case? He said to his wife when he was stable, write a gift for my wife. And then he had a seizure, like the case at the beginning of that parak in Gittin. But if he said it when he was stable, and then he became a shot. This is like what we said at the end of Shir yesterday. Remember the machlokas Rambam Tur? So it's based on the following. Amar, so Shmuel said, Kedu chalam yitein get. Okay, so when he becomes stable again, he can write the get. You don't have to ask him again. Just when he becomes stable, he can write the get. Says the Gemara, Vishmuel kershim im lakish? Does Shmuel hold like Reish Lakish? Usually when there's machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. He's the Rebbe. Right? But here, like Reish Lakish, what is this referring to? There is a machlokas in Maseches Gittin, which the Rambam Tur kind of based on. If somebody gives a get when they're healthy, commands a shliach to give a get when they're healthy. And then as the shliach is going, the mishaleach, the baal, becomes a shote. So Reish Lakish says, you gotta wait. You gotta wait until he gets better. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you don't have to wait. The question is, what if you didn't wait? You know, is it batel or pasul if at that time? Okay, that was the machlokas we had. But Reish Lakish said you have to wait. So Shmuel, who says here, if sometimes this, sometimes that, you have to wait till he's cholim, that sounds like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you gotta wait. To Reish Lakish, Amar l'kashish tafis. Was that true? Shmuel, who says, kadu chalom yitin get, when he's stable, you can give a get, but not when he's not stable. Right, so is that like Reish Lakish? You see the Mara Folda quotes the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the first wide line. To plead Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, im amar ha-kredaikas she-yichtov. V'yachagach achzu ha-kredaikas, v'amar al-yichtov. Like when he was kredaikas, he said, no, ein b'dvar v'achronim klum. U'plead Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, chad amar ein b'dvar v'achronim klum. V'kosim gel la'achash yishtafim mecholi. V'chad amar kosim yad. You can even write it, right, while he is a kredaikas. Right, while he's having the seizure, or while he's mentally incapacitated. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to wait. So is Shmuel holding like Reish Lakish? So Gemara says no. Ruba de Shmuel minter Reb Shimon Lakish. Really, Shmuel might be even more mechudish, but he could even go like Rabbi Yochanan. To who amar kadu chalim yitein get. Because he said, what did Shmuel say? When he's stable, he can give a get. When Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't have to wait, he was just saying, you don't have to wait until the whole disease passes. But if you still have the disease and you just have a stable moment, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says is okay. And that's exactly what Shmuel says is okay. So basically the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan could agree to Shmuel. Again, Shmuel says you could give it during a temporary moment of stability while you're still suffering from kerdikis. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says too. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he says to wait. Or you could do it now. It doesn't mean now, mamish, at a time when he's totally incapacitated. But they can mean both. Where do you see the word chalim? Reish Shmuel says, when he's chalim, you could give it. How do you know that word chalim means you're still within the larger framework of the disease? You're just having a moment of respite? You don't know that's a full recovery? Because the pasuk says. The pasuk says in Yeshayo, Vatach limeni v'hachayeni. Hashem was machlim me, like hachlama, means like you get better, but not fully better. On then v'achyeni, which means that you're fully better. So you see from there that chalom does not mean the end of the whole disease, and that's how we could put Shmuel with Rabbi Yochanan as well. Speaking about being ill here, we know the Medrash tells us about the first person ever to become ill. Right? The Chizkuni quotes this in Parshas Vayechi, because that's when it took place. Remember the Pirkei Derb Elazar. Pirkei Derb Elazar. The Pirkei Derb Elazar says that Yaakov Avinu was the first one to. It used to be in the days of old that people used to just. Where is it? Nun. Let me just find it for a second. Because Nun Beis. Used to be Miyom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz Lo Haya Adam Chole. Nobody ever got sick. Right from the beginning of the world, Elim Haya Baderach Obashuk. Somebody was just walking or in the market. Haya Otesh Faisanish Baso Yosei Minchirav. He would sneeze, and that would be it. His soul would go out with his sneeze, and that's why we say God bless you. We don't say God bless you when somebody burps, right? We say excuse me, and we look at him like inappropriate. But when somebody sneezes, it's can't control your sneeze. So we say God bless you, Labriyut. What? God bless you. You don't say that by any other bodily function. But, because of this medrash. Right? The whole world doesn't know why they say it, but it's because of this medrash. Ad Shabar Yaakov Avinu, until Yaakov Avinu came along and davened and Hashem, please, could you please give me some warning? Upikish Rachamim al Zos, Farmer, the Farmer, Bone, call her Olamim. Al Tikach es Nafshi Mimeni, don't take my soul, Ad Sha'at Saveh es Banai, Vesbene Besi. I want to have some time to be able to, you know, put my estate in order, my spiritual estate. That's what he was talking about. V'netalo, and Hashem answered him, Shenemar, v'hi achar adrom ha'elev, v'yom el Yosef, hinei avicha chole. Your father is sick. V'shamu advarim kol malchei aretz v'tamu. And all the people heard that Yaakov was sick. What's sick? They didn't know what sick was. Shalohaya kamoso miyom shenivru shamayim v'aretz. They didn't know. Leficha chayim adam lomar ba'ati shaso chayim. That's why you should say lachayim when somebody sneezes. Shenefach hamavas hazeh la'or. Shenemar atishosav tohel or. Right, that is a mofes. That's a mofes. In this parak in Parak of the Blazer, it says there were 7 mofsim that were created during Ben Hashmashos. Right, one of them was this, the power that there was going to be a sneeze, but then it was going to be that a person just got sick. Okay, we continue Vakatan. Next word in the Mishnah. We spoke about Cheresh, we spoke about Shoten, now we're talking about Katan. The Mishnah says a Katan cannot be Mafrish Truma. But later on in the Mishnah, just remember the Shittas, later on in the Mishnah, back on Daf Aleph, we quoted some other opinions that said, no, a Katan can, depending on which type of Katan. Remember the later on, Katan Shalohevi Shtei Cyrus, a Katan that did not bring 2 hairs, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chumaso Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay. It's not clear in the Mishnah how old, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like any age, right? Even if he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, 1 year before. Onas Hanadarim. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. A katan can be mafresh during the year before. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say even younger. So the Gemara clarifies and says, Mantani katan, the Tanakama who says katan, to loka Rabbi Yehuda. That obviously is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is quoted later in the Mishnah too. But this is to say that even a younger age, to Tani, because the Brisa says, let's finish first, and then I'll get back to something I forgot. The Tani Katan Shenichu Aviv B'Miksha, a child. The Brisa says a Katan whose father left him in the field. Miksha. Remember Miksha? We had a lot about Miksha in Meseches Kelayim, the gourds, right? Miksha, big leaves, separate rules for Kelayim. But he left his child there via Toreim, and he was being Toreim. Interesting. Is a gourd a vegetable? Because then this is talking about Chumas and Maestros Drabanan. Right, it was a gourd, not okay. But we don't focus on it. Vayatoreim, and he was toreim, and then the father came back. Va'aviv mikayim, we switched the girsa. Mikayim al yadav. The father came back and supported what the child did. He was mikayim. He was happy with what he did. Shumaso truma. So you see, right? Rabbi Yehuda quotes that as a raya. You see, if a child does it himself, the father comes back and says, "Good job." So you see, the katan could do it. So the chachamim answer back, no. Lo hu she toreim. No, the case that works is not when the child himself is toreim. Ela aviv hu she imein al yado. It's when the father comes back and is ma'amin. What does that mean? The father does something actively to show that he's happy with what the child did. The father adds in a couple more mikshas, right? Kishuin. He adds in a little more. So then it's a good truma. Then it's a good truma. But really, the father did it, not the child. The chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, one second. Ba'aviv will ask a question and we won't answer it until next year. Ba'aviv imen al yado. When a father comes back, and let's say adds a couple, when he comes back after the child does it. L'mafreya nasis truma, o mikan olaba. Is it l'mafreya? Is it once the father comes back 3 hours later, then even the truma 3 hours ago is already called truma l'mafreya or not? L'may nafkamina. What if a tavul yom, who could be Matami Truma, but not Hulin, touched it in the middle. See, if it goes backwards, then it was already Truma, and therefore the Truma is Temeya. If it wasn't Truma yet, until now, then it wasn't Truma, when the Tvul Yom touched it. So it was only Hulin, right? Because the Tvul Yom is considered a Sheni, it can make a Shlishi, a Hulin can't be a Shlishi. Only Truma can be a Shlishi. So that's a question that we will have to deal with, and we're going to quote a whole Brisa to try to answer that question. But we'll get to that first thing in the next year. But getting back to Choli, there is the Gemara, usually there aren't too many Gemaras that allow you to do a profession. Right? There's no Gemara that says, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, you are allowed to be a lawyer. Right? You are allowed to be a fireman. That's a good question about putting yourself in danger, but there's a pasuk in Chumash that says you can be a doctor. Pasuk in Chumash. Right? Verapa Yerape, or, right, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Verapa Yerape, Mikan Shenita Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. Right? A doctor has Rishus to heal those who are ill, like we're talking about people, those who are ill. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yerideya Shelamed Zayin. So the big shaila is, what do you need a heter for? What do you need a heter for to be a doctor? You don't need a heter for anything else, any other profession. Why to be a doctor? Right? So the Rishonim deal with this. So the Ramban says, well, maybe the Torah is telling you, because a doctor might say, what do I want to be a doctor for? It's so many meds. What do I need this for? Hashem's saying, don't worry, you have a heter, it's mutter. I'll help you out. Right, that's what the Ramban says. Tosfos there in Baba Kama on Daf Pehe says, you might have thought that only humanly inflicted illnesses can you heal. But if Hashem made somebody sick, so maybe, what are you doing? Hashem made them sick, you're going to make them better? You're being so sick, Zeres HaMelech. Who says you can get involved? No. Hashem gave the illness, but Hashem says, use the cure to make him better. It's amazing. Amazing that, so you have that, right? Kashari, so it's mutter. So how do we view the illness then? It's an interesting philosophical issue. But right, remember the parallel of the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Yud, Turnus Rufus, Arash, Yesh, Rabbi Akiva. What if your God loves the poor, why doesn't he give them money? Right? So what does Rabbi Akiva answer? So we could help out. Not that just like the ani is my chefza shell, my cell stucco. Can't look at it like that. But in terms of our, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We partner with him in making the world a better place. So too in terms of Choli, Hashem allows the doctor to partner with him, right? And that's why Tov Sheberofim LeGehenim, right? All the many different shatim. My father likes to quote the Hasidish Rebbe, who says Tov Gematria 17. The doctor that says I got this one myself, he leaves out the bracha of Rafa'enu. He only says 17 brachas and not 18. Tov Sheberofim LeGehenim, because the doctor Dafka has a risk factor of feeling like God, but he has the heter if he does it properly. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll stop here. And we'll finish up with Amar of Simi next time when we answer the question of Mafreya or Mikan Ulahaba.